We're so lucky.
We are so lucky.
Yeah, there was. As it went by, I thought, may you be safe. So, Reverend Ego is still not able to come. His wife, he needs to care for his wife. But he says, please send my regards to everyone. So, regards from Reverend Ego. And he hopes he can come next week, but we'll see. Shunya Suzuki was the Zen priest who started San Francisco Zen Center. And he was from Japan, and his when he first came, he sat, he kind of was like assistant at Tokuji, am I saying that right? In Japantown, which is kind of is it a Buddhist Japanese temple? But it was more done in the kind of rituals and the services rather than very much about Zen. So he decided that he really felt like Zazen was the most important thing. So he started a little group there, and this was like during the 70s, I believe. So, you know, the hate is fairly close there, and so there was a lot of, you know, hippies, so people who were interested in the Zen teachings and the Zen experience. So after a while, the group at Tokuji just got too big, and so he decided to look around, and they eventually were able to buy a former Jewish woman's residential center in Japan, but anyway, fairly close to Japantown. And so if you go there to see it, you can see a lot of symbols of Japanese and Jewish, you know, the Star of David, and if you ever go there, even there are some things that haven't changed, like there's a bathroom handle that's just beautiful. It's just you know, it's like a piece of ceramic work, but that, you know, it's just been there for such a long time. So Shunya Suzuki, you know, his emphasis was on Zazen, and supposedly he made a comment that some people have quoted, and I think I've said it in here, that you are perfect as you are, and you have more work to do. And the first time that I heard that was actually from a Jesuit priest who studied in Japan. And so it was kind of like, what does that mean? And, you know, different. It's a wonderful, it's almost like a koan just to sit with and try to understand what does that mean to you? Because it sounds so contradictory. But I was reading a kind of a newsletter that was put out for a number of years at San Francisco Zen Center called The Windbell, and there was an article by Blanche Hartman, who recently died at the age of 90, and she had been, she had worked with Shunya Suzuki and lived with him, and she had been an abbess at San Francisco Zen Center, and just and she'd been a wife and a mother, and at one time had been a peace activist and was out demonstrating and things like that, but she's just a remarkable, remarkable woman, and very, very simple, you know, not complicated, and a wonderful sense of humor. Anyway, her comment in this book was that she never heard Shunya Suzuki put those two things together. You know, like it had been supposedly reported, and maybe somebody else had heard it like that, but what she heard him say was, you are perfect as you are, and Zen is about making your best effort in each moment, forever. And that threw a different light for us. It has a, for me, it has a very different feel. When I hear I could use improvement, I mean, I certainly know that that's true, but it's almost kind of like, well, I'm unsatisfactory as I am, and I need to try harder and do, you know, perfect myself into some image of something out there, or that I should be. And I think what Shinryu Suzuki, at least as I'm understanding it right now, is saying, he's saying just make your best effort in each moment. Make your best effort right now. And your best effort, because of the accumulation of all things that have been happening and, you know, in your own background, in your own ancestry, in your own life, and in the world, your best effort at this moment can be very different than your best effort at that moment. You know, we can be more weight, or we can be more, I need to, or I want to, or I'm called to look at myself, to try it in this way. So I just think that's a lovely statement, and it kind of gives me, I don't want to say something to work with, but something to just try to accept, and that this is who I am at this very particular minute. This particular minute, there's nothing that I can change about myself. Now, you know, 10 minutes from now, there might be something that I think, well, I could have changed myself, I should have said that differently, or then, but at this moment, the way it comes out is it. And that's what we have, I think, to learn from. It's what our reaction is, and it's normally, or usually, or often, we become very judgmental, particularly if we're disappointed in ourselves, or somebody else is disappointed in ourselves, in us, but that it's not the way that we would have liked it to have been, and so we, you know, begin to say, oh, that's bad, you know, I should have done, I shouldn't have done, that sort of thing. And I think a huge piece of sitting zazen is beginning to realize who we are at that moment and to accept it and to know that from whatever comes out of it, we can learn. And so it can be our teacher. It can, you know, it can be, okay, I don't want to do it that way, and so how might I do it differently? Or, you know, whatever the situation is. But the judgment is such a intrinsic part of us. And I mean, I would like to say that if our environment was totally different, that we wouldn't have that judgment. But I think that sometimes that that's what's referred to by when people say, when Buddhists will say, you can see your father's face in you. And it's like some of the traits or the biases of your father are just there, because it's part of your, what you grew up with, what you were born with, it's just there. So I think that zazen, at least as I'm understanding it at this point, or benefiting from it at this point, is to learn to just try to be a little bit more awake to what I'm doing at this particular moment. You know, am I sitting straight? Am I wiggling? Are my thoughts on that motorcycle or the peach pie I'm going to make this afternoon or something like that? And it's just to become aware of it and bring it back. Bring it back. Okay, that's what I'm doing. It's hanging out here. Bring it back. And okay, it's okay. Start again. So we have, I think that's what we're called to do, is just to try to be more awake and to understand and accept a little bit more of who we are. And that's what we do with zazen. And it's certainly wonderful to come. It's peaceful, it's quiet, we can, you know, do a little bit of just, somebody said in middle way, just let my mind rest. But it's also more than that. So there's this bit of letting your mind rest and also being awake to what is. But, so, just a couple of final thoughts. When he says you could use a little improvement, or Zen is about making your best effort in each moment. That improvement is just, again, getting settled on who we are, just seeing who we are, saying this is okay, and I'm fine the way I am right now, and I'm going to continue walking and step forward and try to become better. And in the Zen, we can see sometimes how we get stuck. You know, like somebody made a comment one of the teachings I was at, and she said that she had been in therapy, and her therapist said, "Do you realize you're just like your mother," or something similar to that. You know, so when I heard that, I thought, "Oh shit, I don't want to be like my mother." And yet, her take on it was she was absolutely delighted, and she was intending to be like her mother. That was her intention. So it was like, oh, there, you know, I've got some work to do on my mother's and my relationship with my mother and how I view her. And not to see that as a bad thing, but just, oh, something else I can work with. And I think that's a great part of getting older. We can see these things. And as we get older, we have more space in our lives. Careers end eventually, children grow up eventually, relationships change, and we have a little bit more space. So right now, this might be the sitting Zazen on Sunday mornings might be the only space you kind of have because of other obligations. It's just to, again, just to see who you are, not to be judgmental, do some acceptance of it, and continue to try to be awake to doing it a little bit better. So, there we go.